Right. So picking up from there, right. So we were pointing out that the Rush holds that the Rush adds v'tarchiv yarchaseha, and the Rabbeinu Yerucham says menat yoser midai. So that's point number two that the Rishonim make. Point number three, Beis Yosef points out that the Ran holds that she only needs to lift. This is a fascinating one that we said. What did the Mishnah say? That she should be like she's weaving or nursing, right? So the Ran says that a person who is weaving only lifts her right arm, because that's the dominant arm for weaving. So when she goes to the mikvah, she only has to be makbid to lift her right arm, because the area under the left arm is never really exposed. Which would mean, that Beis Yosef points out, that it follows that the rules are different for men and women. And that's why, you know, it's so interesting, when the Mishnah was talking about how the Kohen examines the woman, and how a Kohen examines a man, it uses different criteria, right? It talks about a man as if he's mostly Xasim and Oder, and a woman as if she's Oreges or Menikas Bina. Why not just say, position the body in this way, in a particular way? So it seems that it's different for men and women based on the activities that they do. A woman sometimes does activities that involves lifting her left hand, says the Beis Yosef. Yeah, but the most common activity, she may be tove, right? Maybe she does tevia, she spins when she's lifting her left hand. But since most commonly she's oreges, so that's going to be the ikur malacha, and that's going to define what Beis Hastarim is based on what her ikur malacha is. And that's why the Beis Yosef is bothered, why the Torah writes, via tachas beis hashechi nireis kederech shenireis b'shah shemosekes zesim. Meaning, Beis Yosef is bothered that when the Torah gives an example of how the bottom part of her arm should be exposed, or underneath her arm should be exposed, he says, you know, just like when she's picking olives off of a tree. Mosek was used for a man, not for a woman. And if I'm correct, says Beis Yosef, that means that they don't have the same criteria. They don't have the same parts of the body that need to be exposed. So says Beis Yosef, v'shem yesh lomar, di'iu zal savar, that he must hold that the sheer giloy of Beis Hashechi, diyad yamin, ka'oreges, ba'omdin havi kishira de giloy de mosek l'shtei yadayim, that the amount of the bottom of her arm that's exposed when she's oreges happens to parallel exactly how much of underneath the arm gets exposed when one is mosek zesim. The Taz says the Torah Dafka chose the case of Mosek Zesim because the Torah is trying to reject the Ran. Meaning the Ran that the Beis Yosef quoted says she only has to lift her right hand, not her left hand. Says the Taz, that's why the Torah goes out of his way to say Mosek Zesim, because Mosek Zesim lifts both hands. And we wanted to pick an activity that involves both hands, because that's what a woman actually has to do. So that is point number three that Rishonim makes. So again, three basic points from Rishonim. One, just a matter of explaining what Menikah Espina is all about, which part of her body we're trying to reveal, whether it's Beis Ha'erva or Tachas Tadeha. The second point is the Rush and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim about spreading her legs apart somewhat, that her thighs should not be touching. And third point is this discussion, whether it's totally subjective based on the type of person you are, man or woman, and based on the activity that you do, that the right hand might even be different than the left hand, where the Ran says that it is, but the Taz, in his understanding of the Torah, says that the Torah Dafka chose an example of Mosek Zesim to show that it's that we're interested in what's going on with both hands. La halacha, Shulchan Aruch and Sif Lamed Hei, says lo titbol b'kom zakufa, a woman should not go to the mikvah standing totally upright, but also not bent down too much. And he says Menika relates to Tachas Dodeha, that the idea of positioning herself the way she is when she nurses relates to the area underneath her breasts, and the armpits are ka'oreges. But Imshinsa, says the Shulchan Aruch, if she doesn't do as I just instructed, kigon sheshachsa b'yoser, ozakfa b'yoser, maybe she bends over more than we just said, and that creates new folds in her body, or she stands up more straight than we said, then also latvil, it still works, but v'yesh mishomer shelo olsa. But some say that it's lo olsa latvila. So there are two totally opposite approaches to what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. Meaning what the Shulchan Aruch says is that the tefillah works if she doesn't do it this way, but yesh mi she'omer that the tefillah doesn't work. Now, which one of those things bothers us more? Does it more bother us that the Shulchan Aruch says the tevilah does work and takes that as a stam, or that the Shulchan Aruch would even think to quote a shita that lo also la tevilah? So the Taz writes, V'yesh mishomer shalom also la tevilah, says that's kashali, lama yifsal b'di'evan, why should this pasal b'di'evan? We just learned sif lamid, mipnei shamayim makdimin, that the mayim is makdimin, hachanami ne'malachi, da'akdimu ha'mayim, losim kamatim, kodim shenibdiku al yidei hazikifa, or shchia, harbe. I mean, she doesn't go into the mikveh totally standing up straight like a statue or totally bent over. When she goes into the mikveh, she's walking in normally. And therefore, mayim makdimin in all the normal spots, okay, so when she dips under the mikveh, she may be standing straight, or she may be totally bent over, but my makdimin should have been the svara that carries the day. So the Taz is very bothered. How could you even have a yesh mi she'omer that it's lo also la tevila? V'yosef kashi says lufi das hatorah shafilu b'titcha braglea eino choshesh k'mo shezachati l'osif lam gimel, that the Torah is not even worried about mud on her feet. V'yesh lomer da'ach yesh chashash shehidbuku akamatim shein beguf l'mayla min amayim nimtza shebebiyasim l'mayim k'var heimedubakim. Ah, so he says, it turns out, says the Taz, what the concern must be is not for like her toes, her feet, her legs. The concern is she gets into the water. The mikveh water is supposed to be, let's say, 6 inches above her belly button. But maybe the fold is, that's in her body is because she's holding her arms tightly against her sides. And that's happening above water level. So if that happens above water level, so even though she only starts to stand that way when she dips, there's no mayim makdimin over there. And therefore, says the Taz, lefize imichnisa atzma ad savara b'mayim tchila, have a tefillah b'diav b'chol gavna. He says, I think that the best practice should be that a woman should go up to her neck in the water, and if she's up to her neck in the water standing normally, then you'll always have the svar of Maya Makdimin to rely on, even if when she puts her head underwater, she gets frightened and she clenches up. You don't have to worry about that she's clenching up when she puts her head under the water, because you have the Mayim Makadmin Svara, because she went up to her neck in the water. Says the Taz, every woman should do that, because and that way, it's always going to be a worthwhile chumra, because a woman might bend over too much when she dips under the mikveh. So that's what the Taz writes. The Nekudas of Kesef, the Shach and Nekudas of Kesef, he says, I understand. He says, Lo Kashamidi, this isn't a Kash at all. Tahasim Pirusha Kamosh Kasva Rosh, Mavi Beis Yosef, Zelashon, Mnesha Mayim Akadmim, Kalomar Dikshatachva Ragla Betit, Kvar Kadmua Mayim, Venogab Ragla Kodim Shigilatit, Vosna Mayim Kubarm Mikva, Vilka Klavi Chatzitsa, Dimikalmakam Mayim Shabragla Mukubarm Lumikva, Sharagla Nogos Bekarkoa Samikva, Aval Hachal Idea Kmatin, Lo Yiyu Amayim Shabtocha Kmatin Mukubarim. L'mikva klal, says the Nekudas, what does this have to do with the case of having her feet at the bottom of the mikvah? When you talk about having her feet at the bottom of the mikvah, that was because the water that's under her feet is still connecting to the mikvah. But if a woman holds her arms very tightly by her side, yeah, there may be water underneath her arms, there may be moisture underneath her arms, but it's totally cut off from the water surrounding it, from the rest of the mikveh. So the Shach doesn't understand what the Taz's problem is. He says, of course it's going to be a problem if she, and to the contrary, the Shach thinks that the real kasha is on the first day, that such a tevila would be good if she clenched up too much. He said it should really be a problem. He doesn't understand why the Shulchan Aruch quotes a stam like the first day. So how you machriya between the Shach and the Taz, so almost always in halacha, it's like the Shach comes along the Shirei Tara, and he says, L'nias daiti divrei ataz nechonim. T'koli shataz kein shateshiv mitchila atzavara b'mayim, da'af l'das ha'shach al kol panim lo efsida b'zeh. He says, the Taz had it, whatever you think about this, machlok shach and Taz had a great eitzah. Right, meaning the Taz's eitzah l'chora should work, and even if the shach doesn't think that the eitzah works, he's not going to have a problem with the idea of going neck deep first. He says the truth is, if the mikvah is built in such a way where it's high enough, where the water level is high enough, you shouldn't even need to do this, to go neck deep, because if it's high enough, it's close enough to the neck anyway. You know, the Darkei Tshuva quotes, you know, all of the Maram Komos and whether we require another tevila. He quotes that the Shach leaves it as a tzorachiyim, and the Tiferes Tzvi and the Makar Chaim think that the Iker is like the Yesh Misha Omer, that she's actually going to require another tevila. Sidrei Tara says that if it's Efshar for her to be Tovel again, she should, but when it's low Efshar, she could be Somech on these Gedolim, because all of these, there are those that say that all of these Chumras are only Letaros and are not Labaila anyway. So it turns out that the Shach is Matmiya on the Deir Rishona, that the Tevila could ever work. The Taz is Matmiya on the Yesh Misha Omer, that it's low also La Tevila, that the Tevila would ever not work. It should just be noted that, you know, the Gemara says at the end of the sugya that less hilchsa kikolani shmeitza, and it's a major machlokes rishonim. What in the world is less hilchsa? You know, what are we saying less hilchsa like? Which of these halachos? You know, is it going even on the line of lo titpal el darach kedilasa, that a woman should be tovel as darach kedilasa? That's also less hilchsa. So the Shach and Sifkat Mentas assumes that the opinion of that also la tevila assumes that we don't really paskin any of this labaila, meaning that's what the Shach does. Shach is bothered. Why would anyone say also la tevila? He says, oh, I get it. It must relate to the machlokas about less ilchsa kikolani shmeitza. When the Gemara says at the end that we don't paskin like this, which detail don't we paskin like? The chol shabinah, the liflav shabayin, or maybe even the whole din of derech edilasa we don't paskin like. So that's how the Shach understands. He just wonders, why in the world would the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Shita, so Das Yochid and Rishonim, that Lech Silchsa Kolani Shmaitza includes the idea of Derech Gedilasa? Sidrei Tara says that even Reish Lakish never said Lo Olsa Latvila. He just said Lo Titbol Ella. So it's meaning it could be that we do paskin Lo Titbol Ella Derech Gedilasa. But when the Gemara said that halacha, it never said Lo Olsa. It just said Lo Titbol Ella. And final point, just for today, before we conclude, Chaznish in Simen Sadie Sivkat and Beis through Dalid has a discussion of why it works when it's Shalo Kederech Gedilasa. If at the end of the day there are going to be parts of her body that don't even have a bias mayim, which is worse than a chatzitza. And he says that you have to say that since the entire body is enveloped in water, that would be like a din of chatzitza, not like a din of lack of bias mayim. He says Chaznish, if it's only a chatzitza problem, it's still a problem because it's a mir hamakbid. And, you know, if there are parts of her body that don't have water, those are parts of her body that's a mir hamakbid. So he says, no. There only goes there for Mira Makbid when it's a Davr Chitzoni, when it's something outside of her that's attached to the body. He says, think about it.
Isn't saying this is a Chatzitza, not a problem of B.S. Mayim, go against the Chavnish by Fishkin, where he said that if it's not touching everywhere, that's a Chisarin and B.S. Mayim, not Chatzitza?
So you have to distinguish, because in this way, this is what the Chaznish is saying. He says, when it's a davar chitzoni, when it's something that's external, so that might be like a fish skin, something that's external, but over here it's the body on itself. And he thinks that the whole, well, he's using it to explain Mira Makbid, but it would be used to distinguish in many ways. Meaning when the Chaznish says, it's not going to be a Mira Makbid because the whole svara to be machmir for a mira makbid is atu rov hamakbid. You can't have rov of the body covering itself. You can only have rov of something external covering, right? You can't have rov of the body covering itself, and therefore a chiddush Chaznish says that they would never go zer mira makbid when it's only the body covering itself. But he does say that that's a din of chatzitza, not a din of lack of bias mayim. Okay, I guess we'll stop there. But we still haven't finished Kuf Tzadi Ches. I apologize about that. So next time Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes, and then Mem Ches. So again, Lamed Vav through Lamed Tes, and then Sif Mem Ches about Tevila without Kavana, which also is Nogea to other areas of Halacha outside of Tevilas Nida. That is a fascinating topic. Why tevila would ever require kavana? So we'll have to stop there because it's late already. I apologize for all of our incredible technical difficulties today. Hopefully we'll be back to normal, or somewhat normal next time.